Wow. You're funner than me. You're just funner than me.
It's just my broham. He's my bestie. Oh, now everyone knows.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, everybody. It's Kai Rizdahl. Welcome back to Make Me Smart. This is the Thursday Daily Edition. Here we are, once again, trying to make today make sense. Phew.
Man, I know. Phew. After listening to Kai's show today, I have to say, listening to the afternoon show, I felt a little validated to know that the grimness is not just me. The sense of deepening despair, that sense that we're like, what I hope, this is what I actually texted someone today. I feel like we're at the point in the action movie where we, the hero, are just getting beat down so bad. And it looks like we're for sure going to lose. And then maybe the Avengers are going to come and it's going to be okay.
Oh, but who are the Avengers, Molly? Who are the Avengers?
I know, exactly. I
need me an Iron Man and a Spider-Man and the Scarlett Johansson character, whose name I can't remember right now. I need all of them.
Real
right
bad.
Now. We all need
Scarlet Witch. Yeah.
Scarlet,
Just lay them all on me. Know. I can just rattle them.
I know. That's what I should have done. I should have just said, you tell me who these characters are, please.
I know. I'm like, was that a test or not a test? Goodness. I couldn't really tell.
No, not a test. Not a test at all. Not a test at all. Well, you know, it's interesting because along those lines, my original news item today was and I'm going to cheat here and I'm going to fundamentally use two. So have at it.
Do it.
My first news item was a tweet by Dr. Tom Frieden, who used to run the CDC, pointing out how quickly the virus is accelerating. And he pointed out that it took 100 days to go from zero cases to a million. And it took like 6 days to go from 8 million to 9 million globally. And it just, you're like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Put a mask
That's
on.
How
put
exponentials
a, the whole planet
work.
Needs to put a mask on. I know.
Yeah.
But that was not my first news item. My first news item actually is my only actual news item, because the first one didn't count. Is actually sort of uplifting and good. And props here to Kimberly Adams for putting this in the Make Me Smart Slack, because it's actually a big deal. The U.S. Conference of Mayors has come out with a working group report on fundamentals and considerations for police reform. Statement of Principles is what it is. Came out today. And here I believe, Kimberly quoted a different line, but here I believe is the operative paragraph or excerpt of a paragraph. Here's what they say, the Conference of Mayors. A set of principles for policing attributed to Prime Minister Sir Robert Peel in England is often cited as the foundational framework for modern policing in a democracy. Peel's principles state that policing must be based on a reciprocal relationship of trust between the police and the public. And I would submit to all y'all that that has been broken, that reciprocal relationship, and we need to fix it. And I'm heartened by the Conference of Mayors taking the lead. You know,
I am. It is a hopeful moment in an otherwise really frustrating day, since one of the things contributing to the grimness, one of the punches delivered to our hero in the action movie, is Congress's absolute failure to figure out how to pass legislation. I mean, you literally have millions of Americans in the streets still. It may not be on the news every day because it's real nice and peaceful or whatever, but it is happening every day. People are lining the street around my corner still every single day. And the Congress of the United States is doing the thing that Kai says all the time. Lost their backside. Can't figure out where it is. Using two hands. Feeling around in the dark. But.
Yeah. It's kind of stunning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is. And we have talked on this
show.
You go.
Say your thing.
Sorry. We have talked so many times on this show about mayors, about cities and states just keeping their own counsel, right? Like at this point, sort of saying we either maybe because we are so fractured as a country or because no federal leadership is coming because the dysfunction has been so great for so long, certainly none is coming now, that it is both heartening and disheartening. It's very heartening that the mayors of this country all are coming together and saying like, okay, look, this is, we hear you and we have to do something about this. Yep. It is absurd that our federally elected officials cannot meet this moment, even this in the slightest.
It's kind of stunning. It's kind of stunning that it got politicized. It's just amazing. But look, we have politicized face masks, so I suppose anything is possible.
Yeah, can I just say, I made a terrible mistake. I read the Wall Street Journal editorial page last night. I think it was last night.
I don't think that's a mistake.
Time has no meaning.
That's a good and smart thing to do. I think that's a smart thing
to
do.
It's not a mistake. I know. I read it a lot. I'm like a little obsessed with the Wall Street Journal. But the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal wrote, not for the first time, an editorial essentially saying, we are going to have to learn to live with coronavirus because the reopening of the economy is too important.
Yeah.
And the economic welfare of this country is too important. And so we're just going to have to understand that this virus is with us and take some personal responsibility. Now, that message might be palatable if that sentence was immediately followed by such as wearing masks or an exhortation to more testing and contact tracing methods that we know work in terms of tracing and isolating the spread of the virus, and then wearing masks, which we now know works. And also, let's be real, anybody could have assumed works because it's respiratory and keep the spit in, dum-dum. But if you write an editorial that says, we just have to open the economy and live with the virus and personal responsibility is key, and that editorial does not say, but you should have to wear a mask to protect yourself and others, and we should have more testing and contact tracing, then what you're really just saying is shut up and die. And I think that's the moment that I went to the dark place this week and I have yet to come out.
Yes.
Come on. Okay, so my news item, I did the same thing.
It's okay. It's all good. It's our podcast. We can do whatever we want.
We totally can. I assume by your silence, you agree-ish?
Yeah. Well, yes. Yes. Molly said.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, an interesting thing I think is developing, and part of the reason I think it's interesting is because you've probably seen going around the internet the sort of viral video of this young woman, I think in Florida, talking before the city council. And it's basically what my friend Jenny referred to as Facebook out loud. Like, she just spews a whole bunch of conspiracy theories all at once. That 5G is going to kill you. That Pizzagate.
It's amazing.
I mean, it's remarkable. And what I couldn't shake from it is that it's like, I tried to tweet this with empathy. Like, don't assume this person is dumber than you. Assume that she lives in a completely different universe of information.
Yeah.
Completely different. And that is real. And so I find it notable that there's been this, like, what seemed at first like a pretty mini advertising boycott against Facebook over hate speech and speech in general, but specifically over its sort of refusal to combat hate speech in a real way. And up until this afternoon, I was definitely in the category. Like, it was Patagonia. Like, they're do-gooders. Mm-hmm. Of course, it was Patagonia. But later this afternoon, so two things happened. One, on Thursday, the Anti-Defamation League released an open letter and excoriating Facebook for hate speech and saying, we found an advertisement for Verizon appearing next to a video from the conspiracy group QAnon, responsible, by the way, for lots of things that lady said in that video, drawing also on hateful and anti-Semitic rhetoric. And Verizon, which, as you may know, is kind of a big deal here in America, announced on Thursday it is pulling its advertising on Facebook and Instagram, both of them. Facebook stock down nearly 2% this evening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, we don't know. Only time will tell whether these things turn out to be real. Verizon is a big gun.
Felt a little more real. Do you think it's going to change?
I don't know. I mean, when you talk about, you know, when we all the times in all of the God, it feels like we've really been doing this show a long time sometimes. And we have asked each other the question many times now, like, is, you know, does Facebook get it? What's it going to take to change them?
Right.
Clearly, a consumer exodus isn't coming. So it's all down to it's just the money, right? At the end of the day, it's the money and whether it matters. And levers have worked in the past. Money and consumer outcry. But yes, I mean, as Tony Wagner pointed out earlier in our Slack, Facebook itself has nation state money.
Right. Right.
That's which exactly, is true. But look,
that's exactly
small, like small. What is it? Ripples become a tsunami.
I don't know. I am unfamiliar with that. With that phrase.
Oh,
aphorism.
There's some.
Or were you
there's
just
some aphorism.
Were you making one
I think
up?
I just made it up. Yeah. Yeah. I
okay.
did.
All right.
I was trying
All
to
right.
think of. There's something that I used to say anyway. Like a droplet becomes a river. I don't know. Something like that. Maybe we'll see. Like so many things in life.
If I were driving this podcast, I would hit a button right now that would save us from ourselves.
Yes, help.
That's what I would
help.
Do. That's what I would do. Just, you know. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
I was literally rubbing my furrowed brow.
I know. The president of the United States went to Marinette, Wisconsin today. He gave a speech at a naval shipyard. And I truly, this made me laugh out loud. The president of the United States said today, and this is a quote. It's from a reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Her name is Molly Beck. You can get her on Twitter. Here's what she tweeted. Donald Trump at a Marinette shipyard today says Navy ships were ugly until he became president and made them beautiful. He says the new ships being built in Marinette will be, and this is the quote, like a yacht with missiles on it. That made me laugh out loud. That made me laugh out loud. And look, if that's what it takes these days to get a chuckle out of me, I'm in.
Why not?
I don't know what else to say about that.
Why not?
Yeah. Yep. So there you go.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was that also made me laugh out loud. I'm with you.
There you go.
I'm going to end on a tweet that I saw like at exactly the right moment from my friend Sunil Rajaraman, who founded the Bold Italic. And it references our friend in common, Christopher Michael. Where it was literally like, it was one of those moments. And then I saw Sunil's tweet and I was like, oh, that's exactly what I needed. And it said, these are tough times for many. As my friend Chris Michael says, be kinder than necessary. And just be as nice as possible to everyone you interact with today.
Yep.
Kinder than necessary. Because it feels like,
Yeah.
Because we all need it.
Because look, we all need it. And it's easy when you're feeling lousy and stressed and whatever to not do that. And maybe taking a moment to be conscious about it, aware about it.
Yep. I loved it.
Okay. That's a good one. That's a good one. Very Chris Michael-like saying. That's it for us on a what is today? Thursday. Yes. Thanks for tuning in, downloading, whatever, however you listen. We are grateful for it. Back tomorrow with our Friday Happy Hour episode, Economics on Tap. In the meanwhile, send us your questions, comments, voice memos to makemesmart@marketplace.org. Just put questions in the subject line and we'll get it to the right place. Sorry, Ethan Peretz. We'll see you tomorrow.
Buddy.
Yeah, look, we've all been interns, man. That's just, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's the emails. Make Me Smart is produced and directed by Sam Anderson. Our digital producer is Tony Wagner. Our senior producer is Jody Becker. Ben Hathcote produces video with the help of our intern, Ethan Peretz. Ben, by the way, became an uncle today. Congrats to him.
Yes.
And because we also all needed baby pictures, like bad. And also thanks to writer-producer Erica Phillips.
Nothing like brand new baby pictures, man.
Babies.
Drew Johnstad was down the line pushing the buttons in the studios in downtown LA today. Our theme music was composed by Ben Talladay, also Daniel Ramirez. The executive director of On Demand is Sitar Nieves. The senior vice president and general manager is Deborah Clark. There we go.
There we go. It's hollowed out shell Thursday.
Yeah.
Soon to be followed by a happy hour Friday.
Oh my goodness. I love that. That's actually good.
It never fails. It never fails. Like literally by Thursday, I'm just like,
it's true.
Hollowed
it's
out
so
shell.
True. I wonder really if you went back and listened to our Thursdays, if you would hear that we are both of us just, oh God.
Yeah, definitely. You
know? That would be funny. Hollowed out shell Thursday. Great. So we got the big show on Tuesday. We got What Do You Want on Wednesday. We got a hollowed out shell Thursday, and we got a happy hour Friday. So we need a Monday thing.
Oh, we really do. And then we'll have an entire theme. It'll be perfect.
That's right. Oh, goodness.